Mix. That's Eddie Mix on El Paso's Hit Music Power 102.1. Good morning. It is 6:24. It's beautiful out. It's not too cold, not too warm, obviously. It's still dark outside, but it's beautiful. 68 for the expected highs. Not even windy or gusty. Warming up today to about 81. It'll be slightly cooler over the weekend. Live from the Western Tech Studio. Good morning. I'm Patty Diaz. There's Mike D.
Well, yes, welcome to your Friday. Thank you for waking up with us. I'm so ready. I've been looking forward to this Friday for...
Why? What are you ready for?
It's just been a really busy week, and my daughter, Medica's been under the weather, and I'm hoping today she'll be 100% so we can play and finish off her her spring break on a high note. So
good. Spring break?
Yeah, because she's Socorro District, so they're...
Oh, they haven't gone back to school yet?
Yeah, they got 2 weeks. Right.
Guess what?
So, that guy's Eddie Mix right over there. Thank you, Eddie.
Hi. What's up?
Thank you for giving me a taste of Big Pimpin'.
Big Pimpin'?
That's my song.
That's your song?
That's my song.
That's his Friday song.
What happened to breakfast?
I was going to tell you.
You came in late.
You're not the girl that brought Whataburger. You're the girl that came in late, Patty.
What's up with that?
Okay, settle down. I swear.
Let's listen to the excuse, ready?
This is absolutely what I was thinking. I was going to tell Eddie, I'll pay if you go.
Oh, you'll pay if
I
go?
Yeah, because I really need some coffee this morning.
Okay, all right.
Okay, see? It's all better now. stick around. We got the Hollywood Cheesemate. Yesterday on the social media sites, there was a report going around that the investigation into Kurt Cobain's death had been reopened because new pictures had been discovered.
And I heard that Mr. Tupac Shakur is going to come back to life today.
Again?
On Twitter. Today's the day he's coming back to life. Machiavelli's back today.
That hologram thing that they did?
No, hologram. That, according to Twitter, which, you know, because everything on the internet is true.
Everything on the internet is true.
But today's the day.
Yeah, so anyways, Hollywood Cheesemate coming up. And speaking of Twitter, I'm glad you brought this up. BuzzFeed.com, for whatever reason, I even got sucked into it. They had an article that listed the very first tweets that were made by celebrities. Because I remember when Oprah did it, I watched live because it was a big deal.
God.
And for whatever reason, I was like, okay, I'm a little curious.
Do you still remember?
What was the your Oprah? First?
Yeah.
She's something about welcome to the 20th century or something like that.
No, she didn't. You get a tweet. You get a tweet.
Yeah. Anyway, so we're going to do that in the Hollywood Cheesemate too. It's kind of interesting as well. Ellen DeGeneres' first tweet. And how long ago was it? Because some people jumped on board. I think Oprah was the latest to jump on board. But some people were on early. Some people were on later.
I jumped on too early and got burned out. And then when it got popular, I'm like, I'm already done with it.
Yeah, Mike. It took Mike last year to get onto Facebook. But on Twitter, he was there 5 years ago.
Yeah.
I don't understand why.
I was burned out with it by the time. I was like, I'm done,
6:26 now. It's Power 102.1.
Let's go. Let's ride.
El Paso's hit music, Power 102.1.
Emergency crews on Michael's El Paso traffic.
Katy Perry.
Select styles.
Power 102.1 weather update.
From the KFOX 14 Severe Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Brad Montgomery.
You ready?
Yeah!
Ladies and gentlemen,
I need y'all to turn y'all radios up.
It's Patty Diaz and Mike D. Power 102.1.
Wait till you're announced.
Macklemore, Ryan Lewis, that is called Same Love. It's El Paso's Hit Music Power 102.1. It is 6:40. It's beautiful out right now. 68 for the expected high, warming up to about 81 for the high today, but then just a little cooler over the weekend, mid to high 70s, but still pretty good. Doesn't look like it's going to be gusty or dusty at all. So for those of you who are jumping in your car this morning on your way to work, the PT is going on right now. How many of you, and be honest, have you ever taken a selfie, taken a picture of yourself while driving?
Oh, I was reading this. This is nuts. And while the vehicle's actually rolling, not in your car, because there are some selfies with the seatbelt on and whatever.
Yeah, I've seen those. Yeah, I've seen those.
But we're talking about actually driving.
While you're driving. That's... According to a new survey, 1 in 14 people admit that they have taken a selfie. Let me take a selfie while driving.
Patty,
and it's the people who
have you ever?
No. Why?
Because good to ask. You take selfies?
It's for the people 18 to 24 that it's the most common. One out of nine people between the ages of 18 to 24 have taken a selfie while they are driving.
That's crazy.
Those same people, 18 to 24, are also twice as likely to use social media while driving, checking Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, stuff like that. No data on how many accidents people have caused while taking selfies while driving. But
there's no reason for it.
You know, it would be really heartbreaking to hear that you hit
somebody.
Post on Instagram because you took a selfie and then 2 seconds later something terrible happens.